KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Burn after reading could just as well have been called forget after seeing. It's a cheerful trifle tossed off by the Coen brothers in their self-enchanted mode, an approach to comedy that shrugs off comedy's cardinal rule, don't act funny. This is a loss because the actors are all experts at being funny without trying. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and Frances McDormand have the biggest roles, but the best performances are given by John Malkovich, Tilda Swinton, Richard Jenkins, and J.K. Simmons. They play their parts absolutely straight. The action takes place at the unlikely intersection of the CIA and a District of Columbia gym called Hard Bodies. The CIA sets things in motion by dismissing the chief of its Balkans desk, Osborne Cox, that's John Malkovich, for boozing in the line of duty. While Ozzy plots his revenge, one of Hardbody's employees, the hapless Linda Litsky, that's Fran McDormand, dreams of transforming her own body through a series of prohibitively expensive cosmetic surgeries. Thanks to the long but indispensable arm of coincidence, Linda and Chad Feldheimer, a dim bulb co-worker played by Brad Pitt, stumble on what seems to be a computer disk full of Ozzy's CIA secrets. Then, in a daft riff on The Falcon and the Snowman, they tried to blackmail him and sell their supposed intelligence to the Russian embassy. In the course of all this silliness, Joel Coen and Ethan Coen concoct a few comedy moments that might have seemed inspired if they weren't so contrived, plus one genuine, if gratuitous, surprise. Yet Burn After Reading feels inconsequential. The running time is only 96 minutes, and it looks it, even though the cinematographer, Emmanuel Lubezki, is a fine shooter in his own right. It must be said that most of the actors look like they're having a lovely time, especially Brad Pitt with his David Lynch haircut and fluttery Narcissus behavior, and George Clooney as Harry Farrar, a doltish and adulterous federal marshal who trolls internet dating sites when he isn't building the world's most implausible sex toy in his basement. On the other hand, Tilda Swinton, as Osborne's acidulous wife, doesn't look like she's enjoying life at all. She's playing a hard case in a soft body, and she's terrific. Towelhead was directed by Alan Ball from his adaptation of the novel by Alicia Arian. This is a bleak coming-of-age comedy set in suburban Texas during the first Gulf War. The movie stars Summer Bishiel as Jazeera, a 13-year-old Arab-American with a Lolita stare and not a clue, at least at first, about its consequences. Bishiel gives a very nice, understated performance, but she's the only reliable source of simplicity, even though she's surrounded by a fine cast. Peter McDeesey as her volcanically conflicted Lebanese Christian father, Tony Collette as a neighbor with a conscience, and Aaron Eckhart as an unconscionable neighborhood creep who preys on Jazeera's excitable innocence. The problem is self-comment, the same fly in the Coen brothers' ointment. Alan Ball won an Oscar for writing American Beauty and many other awards as the creator and executive producer of 6 Feet Under. As a first-time feature director, though, he won't let the material speak for itself. Every shot is a statement. Every scene sells an attitude. The actors not only go along with his insistent style, but as the first-rate professionals they are, give it their all. I would have settled, at the most, for their sum. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.